Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Lawyers for a Northeastern University student from Iran who was denied re-entry into the U.S. claim a pattern is emerging among federal Customs and Border Protection officials in Boston. They're concerned about recent reports of Iranian nationals with valid student visas being turned away at Logan Airport. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports.
24-year-old Shahab Tagani Hossein Abadi underwent a year of vetting before the State Department renewed his F-1 student visa. But when he arrived at Logan Airport earlier this week, the Iranian national was held in Customs and Border Protection custody. After more than a day, he was ordered removed. As a crowd of his supporters gathered at the airport Monday night, a federal judge issued an emergency ruling, delaying Abadi's deportation for 48 hours and scheduling a hearing in Boston federal court yesterday. By the time the hearing started, Abadi had already been placed on a plane and removed from the U.S., despite that federal court order.
We're very concerned about the targeting of Iranians coming into Boston.
That's Carrie Doyle, one of Abadi's attorneys. She says even though a federal judge dismissed the case yesterday, calling it moot because Abadi had already been deported, she and others are exploring more options for litigation. She says there are other instances of Iranian nationals with valid student visas being turned away.
We intend to pursue a follow-up on Judge Spiro's order.
Doyle says CBP officials claim Abadi was planning on staying in the U.S. beyond his temporary student visa. She rejects that notion. In a statement, a CBP spokesperson said the Department of State has authority to issue and revoke visas, and CBP has the authority to cancel visas. Another attorney for Abadi, Susan Church, says she's also representing an Iranian student who was admitted into Harvard's Divinity School and was denied entry last year by CBP at Logan Airport.
This is not an isolated instance. This is a pattern of misbehavior by this administration who lacks respect for the rule of law and lacks respect for the individuals here who are coming here just to attend school and to get a degree.
A small group of supporters gathered outside federal court yesterday, many of them strangers to Abadi. Some held posters that read, "Stop deporting Iranian students." Among them was Omar Rashad. He says he and Abadi are active in the same community groups. Rashad says he doesn't understand why someone who went through the vetting would be turned away.
Why is it that we are not allowing people to simply come back to educate and to be a benefit to our American economy, to our American way of life, contributing to our universities? And yet he's thrown out because he's Iranian.
Members of Massachusetts' congressional delegation, including Senator Ed Markey and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, have said they're requesting more information from federal immigration officials. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.